And welcome to your GCSE Philosophy Revision Podcast. Today, we're diving into epistemology, the branch of philosophy that asks, what is knowledge? How do we get it? And can we ever really be certain of anything? Once you start thinking about these questions, it's hard to stop. So let's get into it. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to distinguish between three types of knowledge, explain the tripartite definition, justified true belief, and critically evaluate Gettier's famous challenge. These are exactly the skills your examiner is looking for. Section 1. The three types of knowledge. Philosophers distinguish between three very different kinds of knowledge. The first type is acquaintance knowledge, knowledge by direct experience or perception. I know what the colour red looks like. I know what coffee tastes like. You can't really put it into words. It's knowledge gained through direct contact with something. Bertrand Russell was particularly interested in this type. Notice it doesn't involve propositions. It's not knowledge that something is the case. It's direct, personal familiarity. The second type is ability knowledge, sometimes called know-how. I know how to ride a bike. I know how to play the piano. Crucially, you can have ability knowledge without being able to explain it. A professional footballer knows how to strike a ball perfectly, but might struggle to articulate the exact physics. Ability knowledge is practical, not theoretical. The third type, the one your exam focuses on most, is propositional knowledge. This is knowledge that something is the case. I know that Paris is the capital of France. Propositional knowledge is expressed as a proposition, a statement that can be true or false. Philosophers write this as S knows that P, where S is the subject and P is the proposition. Quick memory trick, AAP, acquaintance, ability, propositional. Or I know him, I know how, I know that. A common mistake is confusing these types. If asked about propositional knowledge, don't discuss riding a bike. That's ability knowledge. Be precise. Section 2. The tripartite definition. Justified true belief. What exactly is propositional knowledge? Philosophers have traditionally answered with the tripartite definition, the justified true belief account, shortened to JTB. This goes back to Plato's dialogues, the Meno and the Theaetetus. The idea is that knowledge is made up of three individually necessary and jointly sufficient conditions. Let me unpack that phrase, individually necessary and jointly sufficient, because candidates who explain it clearly are awarded higher marks. A condition is individually necessary if, without it, you cannot have knowledge. Remove any one condition and what you have is no longer knowledge. And the conditions are jointly sufficient, meaning all three together are enough to guarantee knowledge. You don't need anything else. The three conditions. Condition 1. Truth. The proposition must be true. If I believe the earth is flat and it isn't, I don't know it. I just have a false belief. Condition 2. Belief. The subject must believe the proposition. If someone tells you the answer and you don't believe them, you don't know it, even if the answer is correct. Condition 3. Justification. The belief must be justified. You must have adequate reasons or evidence. This separates knowledge from a lucky guess. If I believe it will rain because I feel like it, and it does rain, I got lucky, but I didn't know it. Put these together. S knows that P, if and only if. P is true, S believes that P, and S is justified in believing that P. This is JTB. Think of it as a three-legged stool. Remove any one leg, truth, belief, or justification, and the stool falls over. All three must be present for genuine knowledge to exist. Section 3. Gettier Cases. The Challenge to JTB. In 1963, an American philosopher named Edmund Gettier published a short paper, just 3 pages long, that shook the philosophical world. He showed that the JTB account of knowledge is incomplete. His paper was titled, Is Justified True Belief Knowledge? And his answer was, no, not always. Gettier constructed what we now call Gettier cases, scenarios where a person has a justified true belief, but we would not say they have knowledge. These are counterexamples to the sufficiency of JTB. Remember, the three conditions are supposed to be jointly sufficient. Gettier showed they are not. Let me give you the classic stopped clock example. Imagine Sarah looks at a clock on the wall. The clock shows 3 o'clock. Sarah believes it is 3 o'clock. She's justified. The clock has always been reliable. And it is, in fact, 3 o'clock. So Sarah has a justified true belief. By JTB, she knows it is 3 o'clock. But here's the twist. The clock stopped exactly 12 hours ago. It just happens to show the right time by coincidence. Sarah's justification, the clock, is broken and disconnected from the real time. Most philosophers would say Sarah does not really know what time it is. She got lucky. This is the power of a Gettier case. You can tick all three boxes of JTB, true, believed, justified, and still not have knowledge, because the truth and the justification are only accidentally connected. So what do Gettier cases tell us? JTB is not sufficient for knowledge. The three conditions are individually necessary. You do need truth, belief, and justification. But having all three is not enough to guarantee knowledge. Something extra seems to be required. Linda Zagzebski argued that any definition separating truth from justification will be structurally vulnerable to Gettier-style cases. A deep structural problem, not just a quirk. Section 4. Exam tips and common mistakes. Tip 1. Always use the term propositional knowledge when discussing JTB. Don't just say knowledge. Be specific. Examiners reward precise philosophical vocabulary. Tip 2. Use the phrase individually necessary and jointly sufficient. This signals you understand the logical structure of the definition, not just the content. It's the difference between a good answer and a great one. Tip 3. Be clear about what Gettier cases challenge. They challenge the sufficiency of JTB, not the necessity. Gettier is not saying truth, belief, and justification are unnecessary. He's saying they're not enough. Candidates who confuse this lose marks. Tip 4. When constructing a Gettier case, clearly show all three JTB conditions being met. Then explain why the belief still doesn't count as knowledge. Walk the examiner through it, step by step. Tip 5. Linda Zagzebski is worth referencing. Her argument that any definition separating truth from justification will be structurally vulnerable to Gettier-style cases demonstrates wider reading that earns top marks. Section 5. Quickfire Recall Quiz. Cover your notes and answer out loud. Ready? Question 1. What are the three types of knowledge? Acquaintance, ability, and propositional. Question 2. What does JTB stand for? Justified true belief. Question 3. What does individually necessary and jointly sufficient mean? Each condition must be present. Remove one and you lose knowledge. All three together are enough to guarantee knowledge. Question 4. What did Gettier argue in 1963? That JTB is not sufficient for knowledge. You can have a justified true belief and still not have knowledge. Question 5. Who argued the problem is structural? Linda Zagzebski. Summary and sign-off. Let's bring it together. Epistemology asks, what is knowledge? We've seen three types, acquaintance, ability, and propositional. The JTB account defines propositional knowledge as justified true belief, with three individually necessary and jointly sufficient conditions. Gettier challenged this in 1963 by showing cases where all three conditions are met, but knowledge seems absent. Zagzebski deepened this critique by arguing the problem is structural.
For your exam, be precise with terminology. Explain the logical structure of JTB, construct Gettier cases clearly, and always link your analysis back to the question. You've got this. Thanks for listening. And remember, philosophy isn't just about passing exams. It's about learning to think clearly. See you next time.